WRJN. It is exactly 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our morning news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jubilation in Gaza as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are released from Israel and driven into Gaza. There's joy in Israel, too. Correspondent Deborah Patta from Tel Aviv.
People here cannot say it enough. The 20 living hostages are home. They were released by Hamas from two separate locations, and after being handed over by the Red Cross to the Israeli military inside Gaza, they were taken to an army base and reunited with their families.
President Trump says a long and painful nightmare is finally over. He's taking a victory lap in the Israeli Knesset right now. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president celebrated that this day has finally come when the hostages would be freed.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope.
But reflected on the past and called what happened on October 7th.
One of the most evil and heinous desecrations of innocent life the world has ever seen.
And he looked towards the future and said generations from now,
this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change, and change very much for the better.
Mr. Trump heads to a peace summit in Egypt next, where Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas awaits. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he will not go because of the Jewish holiday. Here in the U.S., federal workers are eking it out as the government shutdown enters day 13. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
As a dispute over health care subsidies rages on, the impacts are rippling across the country. More than 4,000 federal workers were sent termination notices last week, and hundreds of thousands, like Seton Parsons, have been furloughed. He was volunteering at a food pantry over the weekend while facing a squeeze himself.
Definitely lots of budget bites and cooking for yourself at home.
A powerful early nor'easter is slamming the East Coast with intense rain and damaging winds. This woman in New Jersey battened down the hatches.
Secured all the outdoor furniture, just put bungee cords around everything and taken what obviously is loose and light.
There is severe flooding in the Southwest. A driver swept away there is still missing. The Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded this morning in Stockholm.
Joël Mercure, Northwestern University, USA. Philippe Aguillon, Collège de France, and INSEAD, France. And London School of Economics, UK. And Peter Howard, Brown University, USA.
They all explain how technology drives economic growth. Dow Futures up 344. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A high-speed chase in Kenosha County crossed over the state line and back Saturday night and ended violently when a Jeep crashed out on Sheridan Road, knocking down power lines and blocking traffic. The driver was seriously injured and flown to a hospital while a passenger was arrested. Sheridan Road was closed to repairs most of the night Saturday. Racine and Mount Pleasant are seeing a higher share of mortgages fall behind. A report from Construction Coverage says 3.5% were delinquent as of December of last year. That's a ranking of 36th worst among small metro areas nationwide. A small kitchen fire in Kenosha was sparked when someone tried to dry a wet pillow in an oven. Black smoke was seen going through the second floor apartment of the building on 60th Street. Fire crews quickly put out the fire, warning that ovens should only be used for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Franklin police warn a multi-state burglary ring is targeting Asian business owners. People are being urged to stay alert and report any suspicious activities as crimes continue across multiple states. The Brewers and Dodgers kick off the NLCS tonight with Game 1 at 7:08 p.m. The Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. On TV, the game will be on TBS and HBO Max. We'll have pregame on WRJN starting at 6:30. It's a 7-game series with Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow. A possible Game 5 would be back in Milwaukee Saturday. And Racine's two sports star Lamont Hamilton is committed to Minnesota. The 6-foot, 170-pound athlete shared his intention to play for the Gophers next football season. He helped lead St. Cats to a title last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. It's 60 right now.
I got a great family. I got a 16-year-old daughter who just got her driver's license. So you should all drop to your knees and thank the good Lord above that you live here and not where we live. God, she's growing up. She's growing up, but I don't know when it happened, man. I used to buy her Minnie Mouse panties and little Winnie the Pooh underwear. I came home the other day and I was helping my wife fold clothes. I picked up this little pair of skimpy underwear. I looked at my wife and I said, hey, when are you gonna wear these for me? She goes, I can't, they're your daughter's. The biggest piece of cloth on there.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the pop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip di dip di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard bop 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 bop, every word went right into her. Sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So who put the ball in the ball, ba ball, ba ball? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo bop, shoo bop? Who put the drip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? Shake his hand.
darling. Bum, 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 bum. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Songwriter Barry Mann singing one of his own songs. That was the only one he ever did. Who put the bomb? It's 810 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. It's October, so this is appropriate. In a new survey, 42% of people have felt a paranormal presence in their home. 16% actually think their home is haunted. 37% have heard unexplained sounds like footsteps or voices. 18% claim they've actually seen apparitions or ghostly figures. This is true, and I have it on my phone. I took a picture of it. We had a shadow on the ceiling. One night we're getting ready for bed, and my wife and I look up, and there is the shadow of a woman praying, looking up and praying. And I'm not saying it was kind of iffy. It looks like it. I mean, you can't mistake it. And it was on the ceiling, and it never came back again. Now, you know, you could say, well, it's just the way the shadows were that night. No. It was something. And I don't believe this stuff, but I got to tell you, I took a photograph of it. And it is definitely a woman praying on my ceiling. And I said, wow. And it wasn't in October, I don't think. It was in another month. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Right here at WRJN. Don't you ever be sad.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
King and the Drifters. I count the tears. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, thank you for joining us here this morning. 8:16, looking for a chance of early morning showers. It looks like it's going to rain soon. Then just cloudy with a high near 67. Cloudy, 58 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, it is Monday the 13th. Uh-oh. You know what that means. What does it mean? I don't want to make you worry, but a survey found the top 10 moments we're most superstitious on the 13th. Usually it's Friday the 13th, but this week it's Monday the 13th. What are we superstitious about? Taking a test on the 13th, buying a lottery ticket. During a key life event like getting married or buying a house. When you're looking for a new job. Halloween, if it's on Friday the 13th, which it would never be because, you know, it's on the 31st of the month. Getting on a flight. A lot of people won't fly on the 13th. Watching your favorite team at a doctor's appointment, taking your driver's test, and when you're trying to get a promotion, you don't want to ask for that promotion on Friday the 13th. I don't know. Maybe good luck for you, though. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits on this Monday the 13th. See what happens when I mention the 13th? Things don't work. Here's this is because it's Monday the 13th. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Normally, I prefer to see movies in the theater, but we'll have to rethink that when Minecraft 2 comes out. Variety reports a Minecraft sequel is in the works after the first flick made almost $1 billion worldwide. Not sure if you remember or heard this, but there is a zombie chicken baby scene that made teenage boys do very gross things in the movie theater. You might want to sit that one out and wait for it to stream. Minecraft 2 is scheduled to hit theaters July 23rd of 2027. Variety is also reporting that Bradley Cooper is in talks to star in the prequel of the Ocean's 11 franchise. The film will be set before the first Steven Soderbergh version of Ocean's 11 in 2001. This franchise is a remake of the original Ocean's 11 from 1960 that starred Frank Sinatra and some of his Rat Pack pals. The new film is rumored to be set in 1960s Europe. Margot Robbie is already on board to play the female lead. They are really milking this ocean thing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home.
And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
From the movie Blue Hawaii. Can't help falling in love. You know, in that movie, Angela Lansbury played, I think she played his mother in that film. She was only like 2 years older than Elvis Presley when they made that movie. It's 8:24 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. So a jewelry store clerk says she blew up a guy's affair by accidentally putting the personalized gift she bought for his wife and mistress in each other's bags. Yeah. Accidentally. Yeah, we buy that. It's 8:25. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Petula Clark. Kiss me goodbye.
We choose it, win or lose it. Love is never quite the same.
So kiss me goodbye. wants me to stay.
Kiss me goodbye. It's 8:28 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's a political party in Austria that started as a joke. Now it's polling at 12%, called the Beer Party. Their campaign promises include allowing bars to stay open 24/7 and one free keg per month for every adult. It's good to see we're taking our election seriously. And then here come the Bot Stops. This is the letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just took me a letter. My baby just took me a letter.
It's exactly 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What could have been a firefight turned out to be a pillow fight in Kenosha yesterday. Fire officials say someone put a wet pillow in an oven to dry, which sparked a small kitchen fire on 60th Street near 22nd Avenue. Crews quickly put out a small fire after black smoke was reported from a second floor apartment. Officials now have to put out the warning that trying to dry a pillow in an oven is a fire hazard, and they warn that ovens are only good for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Compared to other parts of the country, Racine and Mount Pleasant are seeing a higher share of mortgages fall behind. A report from Construction Coverage says locally, 3.5% of mortgages were at least 30 days delinquent as of last December. The area ranks 36th worst among small metros nationwide. There are 111 metros in that category. Southern states lead the country with the highest delinquency rates, while the West Coast has some of the lowest.
Big Bank takes on Little Bank tonight in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08, and the game will be broadcast nationally on TBS and streamed on HBO Max. Parking lots at the stadium typically open 3.5 hours before game time for tailgating. This is a 7-game series, and for those clueless about the whole thing, the first team to win 4 games moves on to the World Series. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. A Racine standout is heading to the Big Ten. St. Catharines athlete Lamont Hamilton has announced he's committing to play football for the Minnesota Gophers. The 6-foot, 170-pound Hamilton plays both receiver and defensive back and visited Minnesota over the weekend. Hamilton helped lead St. Cats to a state championship last season with 15 touchdowns. He's also a star on the basketball court. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. It's 60 right now.
I was just home. I was living at home, and then the next day I got married, and then I moved in with my wife. It was the first time sharing a house with a woman. And here's the thing, if you have no experience, day one is a crucial day. You need help. Someone has to chaperone you because you're going to make choices that don't seem important. There's little ones like what side of the bed do you want? Yeah, oh, I thought that was trivial. That's your side for life right there. Oh, I got screwed. I blew the call. Oh, I didn't look. I didn't look at the TV angle. I gotta watch TV with a big toe in the middle of the screen. It's horrible. When I watch the weather, I just get from Wednesday over.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me. Cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Nancy Sinatra. Sugar Town. It's 8:36. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A lot of big things happening on the radio today. Kurt Bowman is back from his around-the-world trip. And hopefully he'll share some of that with you. Kurt Waldman's back today at 2 o'clock after Dan Marcus. Also coming up tonight, we've got, this is big news, the Brewers and the Dodgers are playing for the National League pennant Game 1. It's tonight on WRJN, 6:30 pregame, 7:08 first pitch. And it's all brought to you by the nice folks at Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. The Dodgers and the Brewers tonight from AmFam Field. You'll hear the game live. Again, pregame 6:30, first pitch 7:08, right here on WRJN. Hey, I've got some odd but truths for you here. A woman from Canada stole two artifacts from the ancient city of Pompeii in Italy 15 years ago. And when she returned them, she had to return them because she said they cursed her. She said, I had cancer twice and my family and I had financial problems after she brought it home. Good thing she returned them. And a woman in Chicago took the bar exam while she was in labor. She gave birth. And then after she had birth, gave birth, she finished the bar exam. No word if she passed it or not, but you know. What a trooper. It's the Looking Glass and Brandy. It's 8:37. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. Say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
noise. Don't worry, baby. It's 8:43. Local news. Timeless. It's WRJN. A guy spent 6 years building a house that rotates 360 degrees because his wife wanted better views. It can go as slow, as fast as she wants. Its top speed is a full rotation every 22 seconds. That's going to make you dizzy, huh? It's Monday, and you know what that means on Monday, huh?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
CCR, Creedence, up around the bend, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Well, 90% of people think it's the little things that can make a bad day better. Here are some of them. Doing a good deed for someone always makes a bad day better. Having a stranger do a random act of kindness for you. Finding a bargain somewhere. Getting a spontaneous hug from someone. Getting a compliment from a stranger. A car stopping so you can cross the street. Being greeted by your pet. Oh, it's always good, isn't it? Getting a handwritten letter, hearing a good song on the radio, you're welcome, and a stranger saying, hello, we want to make your day just a little bit better. And the morning show on WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
AWRJN is expanding. Now, when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. That's clean, clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits. Now, even north of Racine on 107.3 FM.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. 8:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, chance of early morning showers. And then cloudy today, highs near 67. Cloudy and 58 degrees. It's been like that all morning here at Radio Park. All right, if you can call your younger self on the phone, what's the first piece of advice you give? These are the top pieces of advice we give our younger selves. They include, be more confident, look after your health, don't waste time on negative people, go on more vacations, take more risks, and don't waste time. You know what I would tell my younger self if I had the chance? Buy Apple. 8:53 local news. Tam Lisitz, WRJN. Bus stop.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
The Hollies and Bus Stop from 1965. 8:56 local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. So a poll found the rudest things you could do on an airplane. You ready? All right. Speakerphones. You just blast your stuff on a speakerphone while people are trying to relax. How about being too chatty? Taking your shoes and socks off? Reclining your seat? And how about this one? Personal grooming, like trimming your nails. And we're talking about fingernails, not toenails, right? I don't think anybody would start clipping their toenails on a plane. I don't think they would. DC5, here's Glad All Over.
You say that you love me.
DC 5, Dave Clark 5. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. My guest tomorrow will be Stacey Barch. She's vice president of brand experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. They are opening a brand new Northwoods exhibit. So we're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow morning, a little after 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus. He's got the Wax Museum straight ahead. Kurt Ballmann, back from his around-the-world vacation. Hopefully he'll talk about that. Tell us all about it. I saw some of his stuff on Facebook. Looks like he had a great time with his wife, Victoria. So he's on at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, 6:30 tonight, pregame, the Brewers against the Dodgers. They're playing for the National League pennant. First pitch, 7:08, right here on WRJN. You got to keep it here. It's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Music and Ocean.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes were on President Trump. After all, 20 living hostages were returned to Israel this morning, and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners were released from Israeli jails and taken to Gaza as part of Mr. Trump's ceasefire plan. CBS's Stacey Lynn monitored his speech to the Israeli Knesset.
The long and painful nightmare is finally over.
The well over an hour-long speech served as his victory lap for orchestrating the peace plan.
It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together,
bringing home the hostages.
Against all odds, we have done the impossible.